And now this is a dictation for Edwin EW, excuse me, ED, as in David, WIN. Helwig is HELWIG. May 1046, address as selected, Dr. Stevelton, STEVELTON, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, follow up for Edwin, who has chronic kidney disease, last visit in November, has been evaluated at University of Michigan for lumbar disease, an incidental nodule. No invasive procedures at this point in time. They are going to repeat an MRI in few months. He's advised to do physical therapy and a trial of Neurantin that he has tried in the past. We are avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. Mobility activity is restricted because of that. No compromise of bowel or bladder. His pain sometimes is worse on standing, typical for spinal stenosis. Otherwise, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, urinary tract infection, cloudiness of blood. Minimal edema, no claudication symptoms, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, arthropnea, PMD. Medication list review. I want to highlight diabetes, triglyceride treatment, blood pressure on hydralazine, ACE inhibitors, beta blockers, and HCTC. No anti-inflammatory agents. Today, blood pressure 106.52. Alert of the intestine 3, no respiratory distress. Respiratory cardiovascular normal. No ascites tenderness, no edema focal deficit. Normal speech. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. April, creatinine looks worse over the last 1 year from 1.4, 1.9, 2.1, and presently 2.87. That represents a GFR of 22, stage 5. There was a normal sodium potassium acid base, calcium elevated at 10.4. Phosphorus low normal, albumin normal, anemia 12.2, normal white blood cell platelets, next paragraph. There has been no imaging of bladder or kidneys that needs to be done given progression of chronic kidney disease. Next paragraph. A prior 24-hour blood pressure monitor shows 60% of the time systolic blood pressure day and night remains elevated, more than 140 and more than 120 respectively. Diastolic has been well controlled. Back in December 2022, we did Doppler renal arteries. No evidence for renal artery stenosis. At that time, kidney size was normal. The last stress testing is from January. of 2023 with preserved ejection fraction without ischemia or fixed defects. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 4 appears progressive, documented systolic hypertension, no evidence for renal artery stenosis, negative echo stress testing, clinically no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Blood pressure might be in the low side, too many medications. Given his spinal process, even when he has no overt urinary symptoms, we will do a kidney ultrasound and post-void bladder. He will call me with blood pressure from home in the next few days. I might force to stop ACE inhibitors, continue salt restriction, change chemistries to a monthly basis. I discuss at length with him the meaning of progressive renal failure. Hopefully, we will not reach the point of dialysis. There is anemia that does not require EPO treatment. There is a minor increase of calcium. We will check a PTH and vitamin D125. He's presently not on any calcium or vitamin D replacement. He does take diuretics, which might explain to some extent the elevated calcium. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.